Functional zero means that a list of people looking for housing doesn't exceed a certain number, and that no one stays on that list past a certain deadline.
We need homes to hope to house our homeless community.
According to Rockford's Community Action Agency, it's going to take partnerships with property owners to achieve a goal of functional zero for all homeless populations in 2020. The group serves as part of the city's Human Services Department. It recently hosted a landlord engagement night.
We also encourage feedback greatly. That's one of the reasons.
Mary O'Sullivan Snyder says she operates around 62 units with Think People in East Rockford.
I was interested in the housing for the veterans.
Her family's rental company doesn't partner with the agency at this time. They rent to people in town temporarily on business. She said they also rent to people using voucher programs like Section 8.
You always hear horror stories, but you don't hear about the tenants that have been with you 12 and 15 years that send you Christmas cards.
Those who need housing come through the Action Agency and become clients. The role of the agency and their partners is to house clients and walk alongside them through whatever issues might come up in order for them to sustain that home. O'Sullivan Snyder says it'd be helpful if the clients were also educated on life skills.
So they understand the repercussions of, like I said, a Q-tip down a toilet, grease down the drain. What do you do with the grease? You have to give them real-world training.
This matters to her because landlords usually foot the bill for tenant damages. Landlords who partner with the agency, though, can talk to a caseworker in times of conflict to mitigate communication problems and finances.
There's going to be a risk in anything that you do, but I like the fact that they do try to offer us that there is a sense of a big brother kind of helping the homeless individual trying to get back on their feet.
This is Zaram Bukhari with AZB Property Management. He said 15 out of his nearly 200 units are used right now to house clients.
And I just came here today just so that I can fine-tune what we do on our business with their organization to try to help end homeless in Rockford.
Business can include temporarily subsidizing someone's rent or utilities or connecting tenant clients with a job so they can support themselves long-term. Rockford's community has reached significant goals in the past with this model. The agency's most immediate goal is to target ending youth homelessness by the end of this year. That's Josie McCann's department.
It's going pretty well.
She's the city's youth housing advocate.
It doesn't happen as fast as I would like.
She said this goal is different than the other functional zero goals, because for youth, functional zero means simply that, zero. And the number of people she's working with now?
I'm going to say it's probably between 20 and 30, probably closer to 20, I believe.
McCann's says 18 to 24-year-olds need a little bit of life skills too because they're young. She says homelessness is a life pattern for the majority of her clients.
And when you turn 18 to say, okay, boom, you're an adult, get a job, find an apartment, budget your money, be responsible, it doesn't work like that.
Rockford Shelter Care Ministries is eyeing rates of homeless families. That's according to Sarah Parker Scanlon, the group's executive director.
We have families that there's just additional barriers to obtaining housing and then maintaining it.
She said she sees the effects of Winnebago County's calculated housing efforts. She says there's been an increase in access to Section 8 voucher programs too, which are distributed by the Winnebago Housing Authority.
Just this year, I would say there have been more people in 6 months for shelter care that have received Section 8 vouchers than I saw in, 15 years prior.
According to researchers with the Eviction Lab, Rockford has the highest rate of eviction in the state. Researchers say that 2016 data shows that around 3 households are evicted every day. Organizers hope that partnership efforts in the community might mean that landlords end up issuing more leases than eviction notices. I'm Sarah Jesmer,